A well-known saying is that behavior is not taught, it's caught. In other words, our children see us behaving in a certain way and imitate us. This can be a good thing as long as parents model the behavior that they want to see in their children. However, when bad behavior is being modeled, children will undoubtedly follow suit. We'll talk more in detail about this on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We recently received a question from a concerned parent who is dealing with her son's angry behavior. She asked, "How can I help our young sons control their tempers? My husband comes from a long line of angry men, and I'm beginning to see the same tendency in our kids. What should I do?" If you want to help your boys, start by encouraging your husband to get some help with his anger problem. In other words, deal with the issue at its source. It seems clear that your husband is modeling inappropriate attitudes and behavior in the home and that your sons are imitating him. This is to be expected. After all, kids learn how to deal with life and relationships from their parents. Naturally, it's impossible to make definitive statements without more details about your family history. But based on what you've told us, we strongly suspect that your husband is angry because he had an angry father. Now he's passing that pattern along to your sons. The Bible calls this generational sin. Your husband, through no fault of his own, was sinned against by his angry father. That in turn has caused him to sin against his wife and kids by taking out his anger on them. There's a pattern here that needs to be broken, and the primary responsibility for breaking it rests with you and your husband, not with your children. How do you begin by taking on such a challenge? We suggest that you start slow and simple. Wait until your husband is in a good mood and then approach him in love with your concerns about the patterns you've observed in your family. Don't blame or accuse. Instead, gently let him know that you're disturbed about the anger that's been surfacing in your son's behavior. Ask him to think carefully and prayerfully about the situation and consider the possibility that the boys may be picking up the style and method of dealing with their problems from their dad. Our hope is that your husband will be able to step back, examine his own actions, take responsibility for his behavior, and make the necessary changes. If he's willing to move forward in this direction, the first step is to find a good therapist who has experience dealing with anger management. Eventually, the entire family should become involved in the counseling process. This is the best way to learn more effective ways of communicating and resolving conflict. Focus on the Family's counseling department has trained counselors who could help you in this endeavor. They have a referral network of counselors who can put you in touch with someone practicing in your area. To speak to someone who can help, please call 031-716-3300. If, on the other hand, your husband won't acknowledge that he has a problem and simply responds to your concerns with more anger or blame, you'll need to look elsewhere for help and encouragement. Perhaps you have some close friends or relatives who will be willing to come alongside you and support you. You may then want to consider the option of seeking professional counseling on your own. Though we're sorry to have to mention it, it's important to add that you should find a safe place to go if the situation becomes threatening. Don't hesitate to call the proper authorities if you ever feel that you or your children are in physical danger. It would also be a good idea to get a copy of Dr. James Dobson's book, Love Must Be Tough. This volume will teach you the steps you may need to take in order to help your husband and protect yourself and your children if circumstances take a turn for the worse. You can order it by calling 031-716-3300 or visiting safamily.co.za. Our prayer is that you and your husband can come to a consensus on how best to move forward in getting help for your whole family. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.